From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Well, we are well into its brand new year, and so much is happening around the world, and how good it is to come into your home and give you these global headlines. One of them is the first permanent president has now been elected to the European Union. As you well remember in watching the program, Jack has referred time and again to seven final signs pointing to the return of the Lord. All seven are happening right now, aren't they, Jack? And we're going to talk about that.
They really are, Rexella. Over a year ago, I preached my 60th anniversary message for the man I call my pastor, Dr. Dave Williams, the Mount Hope Church in Lansing, and he's running 20,000 members now. What a man of God. And I said at that time, you can't say, well, we've always had wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, so this is meaningless. Well, that's right, if those are the signs to which you're looking for the return of the Lord, but that's not the way to do it. In Matthew 24, verse 33, Jesus says, you'll know when it's near, even at the door. How? He said, when you shall see all these things happening, then I'm about to return. Now, there were seven signs that had to happen that did not happen until our day and age. And I'm going to be dealing with them very soon. And these seven I'm using again, though I preached it a year and a half ago, because the headlines of just the last few weeks are promoting furiously, rapidly, every one of these signs. And they all point to number eight, the leader of the new world order.
Something brand new has just happened, and of course that's the election of the permanent president of the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire. Now, profound change is happening in that organization, believe me. The European Union begins 2010 with a new look, and they're talking about the fact that they have this new permanent president. There he is. Emperor Van Rompuy, the European Union, is an absolute state in the costume of democracy. Now, they're saying emperor, of course he isn't, but that is the elected new permanent president, first one they've ever had for the European Union, Jack.
This is an unbelievable thing that's happened. Why? Because the 27 nations that are part of this organization only had a president serve for 6 months and then another and another. They said, we cannot move ahead for a new world order, a one world government, until we become one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they have voted in Van Rompuy of Belgium as the permanent president of the European Union. Now, this means something. Why? First of all, Ireland wasn't going to sign. And then we had the Czech Republic. But they both signed, and this is called the Lisbon Treaty. And guess what? All 27 nations have given up their sovereignty. They have nothing to say anymore. They just vote as one. And it's the most powerful thing in the world now because they have 500 million citizens, much more than the United States of America, which has 300 million. But what really shocks me is this. They have just divided the 27 nations into regionalism of 10. The 27 nations on their map have 10 areas. Now they're looking forward to expand even more globally, and then they will have the 10 regions I've mentioned recently on television, and it's called the 10 divisions of the world empire. And we could put them on the screen because the Club of Rome, one of the groups promoting the New World Order, has all 10 ready and in place. And this would be the entire globe. And it says they all have one mind and give their power and strength unto the world dictator in Revelation chapter 17, verse 13. What a day to be alive. And they said it's going to end up with 10. Now, listen to me very carefully. I used to say that it was an amalgamation of 10 nations. Well, New Light has come into the picture. And now they have changed this from 27 nations to 10 regional nations. The map has 10 groupings. But then they say we're going to take on the whole world, 247 nations, and it will be a 10-division world empire. It's here, ladies and gentlemen, with the announcement of this new Belgian president. Now, 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Hagion said there is going to arise a Gentile monarchy, and it will divide the world into 10-division world empire, and that will be the announcement that our Messiah is about to appear and reign. Wow! And then Saint Irenaeus and Saint Justin Martyr, 140 AD, said the identical thing. This is when our Christ comes back, when we have the 10-division Roman Empire. And of course, the one who did the Latin Vulgate, Jerome, who also talked about the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, where it says, caught up, he said, frappiamord, said that when we have the 10-division world empire, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, will come and destroy it, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. And 10, yes. Where do you find it? Daniel chapter 7, verses 7, 8, 20, 24, Revelation 12, 3, Revelation 13, 1, and Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, 12, and 16.
The Bible talks about dividing the world in 10 sections. We've already got one. That's Canada, the United States, and Mexico, one division. All right, we're going to continue on with some shocking, shocking global headlines, and it has to do with something that happened in 2008. At the Bilderbergs meeting, right here in the United States, the Bilderberg meeting, sources from inside the 2008 Bilderberg meeting, have leaked the details of what elitists were discussing in the Chantilly, Virginia, and the talking points were ominous, a plan to microchip Americans under the pretext of fighting terrorist groups. Going on, the Bilderbergs were talking about subdermally or under the skin implanted chips, and not merely RFID chips contained in clothing. The discussion took place in a main conference hall and was part of the agenda. Let's take a look at what happened in Japan. Japan's robot revolution moves from factory to home. Look at that robot. He is flipping pancakes in a home there. All right, his is probably better than mine. Here we go. Human-like robot teaches in the classroom. Those are robots. And then again, flesh-eating robot is actually a vegetarian, say inventors. And the government unveils world's fastest computer. I can't believe that. And they're going 1,000 trillion calculations per second. And the world's first personal supercomputer unveiled. Take a look at this, friends. Whoo, every hour of every day, the largest intelligence agency on earth, the United States National Security Agency, NSA, and its sister intelligence agency in the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, are eavesdropping on every one of your communications. Project Echelon records every phone call, fax, and email. It tracks all of your internet surfing. And you might think this sounds too alarmist or perhaps paranoid or even like a plot for a high-tech thriller. But this is not fiction. It's reality. And because of Project Echelon, the last shred of privacy you thought you had is gone. Friends, I never imagined that I would see robots, computers, a project that is worldwide whereby they've taken away our privacy, emails, everything else. Oh, all of this is just one of the things pointing to the return of the Lord, right, Jack?
Echelon in England, manned by American agents, picks up 3 billion phone calls, emails, and faxes daily. 3 billion. And they're doing it in 70 to 80 languages. You're going to get caught. Be careful what you say on the phone. Be careful what you do with that email. Now, Rexella showed you there through the headlines that there is a world dictator coming to power, and that's Revelation 13:1, and a world religious leader in Revelation 13, verse 15. And this is where the robots enter into the picture, because he makes an image to the world politician, and this image is able to speak. It's a robot. And today we have teachers as robots running the classrooms in Japan, other nations. Unbelievable things are going. Here is this robot that's a vegetarian, and he has a fire blazing within him. And as he walks through the forest, he picks up all the branches and debris, and it burns within him and keeps him going. And they've trained him to be a military man to kill the enemy. But they're afraid that he might reverse it and kill them. What a time to be alive. Now, not only does he speak, but he has great power at the time. And he is the one, the religious figure behind the robot, that creates this mark where you cannot buy or sell unless you have the 666 number. And that, of course, is in Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. He calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man, and his number is 666. You also find that in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, chapter 15, verse 2, chapter 16, verse 2, chapter 19, verse 20, and chapter 20, verse 4. But listen, how can they keep track on all of us? Computers. This new computer is so shocking, I can't even utter all the figures. It does 1,000 trillion calculations per second. And do you know that the population of the world is now 6,700,000,000, and that computer can whip up 132,000 pieces of information on all 6,700,000,000 of us per second. This is the hour. Christ is coming.
Our Lord is about to return, and we need to be ready for that. I say it so often to you, if the Lord were to come today, are you really ready? Maybe you've even become a Christian, but there are things in your life you need to get ready, get rid of. Are you ready for the Lord to return? Oh, Jack, all of us need to be ready for that return.
If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it, how hideous, heinous your sin appears. He loves you and will forgive you if you pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. You died for me. That precious blood can cleanse me today and save me forever. Lord Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Apply that blood now to my sin. Save me. I pray this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I know that some of you are probably thinking to yourself, whoa, if the Lord came right now, I'm not ready. If you prayed the prayer, the Lord forgave you of anything in your life. We get letters all the time, people on drugs or alcohol, so many, many different ways that we can get mixed up in this life. That's why He died. He died for you. He died for me. And the moment you prayed the prayer, we're cleansed. All right, I want to give you an address right there, Jack Vinippi Ministries. If you'll write to me, I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord wants to walk with you. How good to take His hand and know that you can have peace in a troubled world. And how good it is to know that you're ready if He came at any moment. He could come and you are ready if you prayed that prayer. So there's the address. Please write to me. First Steps in a New Direction will be in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. All right, let me just leave you with this wonderful thought. Because the Lord is watching over us, we don't have to fear the dangers around us. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very, very much.